Okay, KFIZ News Time is coming up on 9:40 as Final Act today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. I could feel the cooling in here already this morning. 72 our current temperature, as we mentioned. And I'm going to spend some extended time, next couple of segments actually, talking about a neat event coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. It's a garden walk, and there's lots of art involved, too. And we're actually going to talk to a couple of the artists that are involved, going to talk to the folks that are hosting this event. It's happening just outside of Fond du Lac in Van Dyne, or on Corth Road in Van Dyne. And we're joined this morning for our first go-around this morning by Bob and Julie Kissinger, the owners of Burdocks and Rust. Good morning, Bob and Julie.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us. And we're joined by Pat Ryer. She is in the middle of Bob and Julie here this morning, and she is one of the artists actually involved with what's happening coming up on this garden walk on the 30th, 31st, and 1st. Pat, thanks for coming in, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Spencer. Good morning.
And good morning to you, and good morning to Bob and Julie, too. Let's start with the basics for folks who are interested in coming out to this event. What's happening? It's a garden walk, but there's plenty of arts involved with this too, and that's part of the reason why Pat's here. But it's a neat event, and it's all coinciding with our friends over at the Salvation Army. Bob, I'll let you have the floor. Tell us about what's happening next weekend.
Well, we're having the garden stroll, a garden arts stroll at Burdocks and Rust, and it's a joint venture with 8 artists, and we're furnishing the property and gardens for people to stroll around. It's an older farm property with buildings appropriate for that a farm setting. We actually will have 4 tractors on site, vintage tractors, and then we have the buildings are appropriate with an old milk house. We have an old outhouse in that, and the artists will be in 4 different areas, covered areas, plus some of it out in the gardens, the artwork. So, and it's for a lot of the information, you can go to our Facebook page on Burdocks and Rust. So,
yeah. Well, Burdocks and Rust, I understand there's a pretty cool story behind this property. You mentioned it's a farm, and you guys have kind of had to build this up, and I guess you probably still are building this up, right?
We actually had been vacant for 25 years, and we've started moving some of our plants there in 2017. So it's been 4 years that we've been working on the plants and cleaning things up. And that's where the burdocks came in, that it was really covered all in burdocks. And we still have some coming up yet. So,
and there was a rusty old truck that is still there with a tree growing through it.
Okay.
So the rust kind of came into that part.
So where did the idea for this kind of place come from? How did you discover a farm that had been vacant for 25 years then?
Well, there's a lot of history to that. We actually just received a picture from one of the family members that owned the farm, and Julie's dad was a hired man there. We're thinking it was back in the late 40s, and Julie's mom also helped serve lunch at a wedding there 70 years ago, and she always talked about the porch on the house. So we've always
admired
the house, and our dream was to fix this property up and move there, so which came to be.
Nice. Very cool. So a lot of work, obviously. You said you've been at it for about 4 years, but I mean, you acquire a property like this, it's not just okay, we're going to cut the grass and you're done, right?
No. There was initially, it was the house, getting the house ready to live in, and working on the exterior property with the gardens and that, getting them up to speed, and just a lot of cleaning, and so it, I guess 8 years ago we hosted a Ignatian garden walk in Lamira, and 8 years prior to that we also had another one for Ignatian, so we figured it was time to have this, and because of COVID last year, the group that Pat is part of, that event got canceled. So we felt that it would be a good combination joining the two together.
Very nice, very nice. So this is, like we said, coming up on the 30th, 31st and 1st, so something to put on your calendar for next weekend. Let's bring in Pat. Tell us of your involvement with this, and I know I understand you have some art you're going to be displaying at this. I see it's called Pat's Peeps. Is that right?
Well, that is an invention especially for the Garden Art Stroll.
Okay.
With it being a garden venue, I thought that perhaps I could invent something that would be that would work hand in hand. So my vessels can hold anything from plants to peanuts, and they just are very comical,
whimsical
characters. So there are. I have a great variety of ceramic pieces that I do. Some more serious, some very playful, and then I also enjoy creating jewelry. A lot of it is from found materials. I try to be as inventive as possible, and it works quite well with Bob and Julie's garden, beautiful gardens that are classy, creative, and rustic. And we also have quite a few other artists. Everything is really quite stunning. I'm very happy to be part of this.
Yeah, I understand you previously taught art before, correct?
Yes, yes. I was the art teacher at the high school at St. Mary Springs okay. for many years. So I'm since retired and still able to create, though.
Sure.
It's great.
Why did you want to become involved with something like this then?
Well, I was invited, and I went to look at the property, and I don't think Bob and Julie have slept since I've seen it, because it is truly a work of art, a work of Mother Nature's art, because it's lovely, just amazing properties. And then in being involved in it, again, it's always nice to have that incentive or the stimulus to create, to invent, to work on new things, especially post-COVID. I've been a practicing exhibiting artist all my life, so this is just another wonderful opportunity. So I'm very happy that they graciously invited me to be a part of it.
What was being an artist like during COVID? Did you have a lot of free time to create over the last year during the stay-at-home times? Or
well, yes, but it was, you know, it was very interesting. It still was busy. I kind of marvel at that. Busy full time, just because I'm an active person, and I'm also very lucky that I have a studio at home. So yes, I create, perhaps not with the fervor that I would have in other years, but again, it's nice to have an incentive to keep cooking, because as an artist, pretty much everything was shut down,
mm-hmm.
and that makes it tough. It was difficult for friends of mine and former students who that is their only source of income.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you think about the places people sell art, whether it be craft fairs or,
galleries.
Flea markets, galleries, you know,
yes.
different places. I mean,
everything
without those
closed.
Things going on, it's tough to get your stuff seen out there unless you're doing maybe like an online site. But that's not very, is that very common in the art scene online times?
It has become. And the one good thing about having adversity is that the human spirit comes up with a way to solve those problems. So on the plus side, it is really amazing how creative people have been in solving, you know, just the getting it out their problems, whether it's an online or an Etsy site or something of that source, so that they could still continue to create and present.
Very cool. Well, again, this is coming up on the 30th, 31st, and 1st. Over at Burdocks and Rust. It's on Korth Road in Van Dyne. If you're familiar with that, you can look for more information on their Facebook page. This is all tied in to the Salvation Army as well.
Yes.
That's why you folks are here. Our friend Connie over at the Salvation Army helped set all this up. And I'll let you talk about the Salvation Army and this connection to it. Tell us about getting involved with them and why it's important to help them out too.
First of all, I just want to say, like, our gardens, we feel is like our art, and we can't really sell our art.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're opening up our yard and for a donation to Salvation Army. So we feel Salvation Army is a good cause, helps a lot of people. They're going to have different little posters telling some of the things that they do. And we thought it would be a good fit.
There will be the red kettles throughout the property for your donations.
Yeah, that's definitely obviously a worthy cause. They do so many good things in our community, and for folks to just be able to stop on by and check out all the different things going on at Burdocks and Rust, check out Pat's art and all the other artists that'll be here, and it's a neat opportunity to do just that. Anything else you wanted to add about the event? I know we're going to talk a little bit more coming up after top of the hour, but any other important details you wanted folks to know about before we wrap up this segment here this morning?
Well, one thing was that shoes must be worn.
Okay. That's important.
And we're probably saying no baby strollers, but
There will be parking in the hayfield in front of the house and that. So, come and enjoy the weather. It'll take some time to stroll through the property and through all the art pieces that the artists are bringing. So enjoy some time.
Just as an artist, I have to say, it is wonderful to see a creative mind looking at landscaping and architecture, because Bob and Julie have created truly a magical area. If there is a plant that could be put in it, it's there, and it's in very good company. So it's also good to see what can be done with an area that perhaps had been left to its own demise for a long time. They've really done an amazing job.
Any final thoughts here for this segment before we wrap up?
Okay. Spencer, you arrange the weather, please.
I will.
We're looking for good weather.
I will dial up the phone here in just a moment and contact my connection with the weatherman upstairs, I guess. We'll see what happens there. Mother Nature, too. We'll talk
about
that.
We're counting on you,
very
okay?
Good.
That would be great.
I will do my best. We'll see what happens. But Bob, Julie, thanks for coming in. You're sticking with us for the next segment. Pat, you too. Good luck to you. Thank you for sharing more about your involvement with this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is News Talk 1450 KFIZ again. We are talking with folks about this garden walk coming up here on the 30th, 31st, and 1st of August at Burdocks and Rust here this morning on KFIZ. We're going to continue the conversation after the news. We'll have that coming up for you here on News Talk 1450.
For 46 years, the